Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Larry King was on vacation.
Yeah?
Was he?
And I believe, do we have, this is Larry, Larry on the hotline.
Larry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's everyone?
Great.
I'm glad to hear you all had a nice vacation.
Oh,
us
wonderful.
Too. But yep. I got a funny thing that happened. True story here.
Oh, yeah? What is that, Larry?
I take a wife to a very nice little resort on a big lake, you know, and I realize in that part of the country, one must negotiate long walks down paths through woods and deep sand, sometimes deep steps, you know, real steep ones to reach the beautiful private beaches.
Yeah.
Gang, you ever walk down 110 steps at a steep angle that are covered with slick sand?
Huh? No.
Steps that are as old as the resort itself. Like 90 years old.
Yeah.
You ever do that two, three times a day for 3 days? You ever been my age and done that?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, I got to tell you, coming back up at the end of the day of that last trek at Pork Chop Hill is a sewer. When you're half scourged from the sun and full of liquor.
Uh-huh.
Long story longer, 3 days of hiking back and forth on this trail of tears with coolers, beach chairs, the dog misses, and a quickly worsening attitude. I had just about had it with anything beachy.
Yeah.
As we ascended to the top of the lodge on the last day, I'm thinking, I'm giddy, man. I'm thinking, you know what? I want a steak. I've got my chops and my heart set on a big, juicy, artery-clogging, heart-slamming porterhouse.
Uh-huh.
One of the many fine bistros in the area there. So we clean up at the resort. I do the entire body talcum powder routine that I do several times a day.
Absolutely.
That's why the lovely skin, if you were wondering.
Uh-huh.
We're off. My wife notices it's a lovely early evening and inquires at the desk, when sunset is. 9:08, says the clerk. Obviously, the stage director at the local summer stock actors' barn. Dressed entirely in black.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His feet were foot off the ground.
And a little bit light in the loafers, was he?
Imitation artist.
9:08!
We go to the car. Yeah, that's right. 9:08! We go to the car. I'm thinking, okay, dinner, then out for sunset. Okay, that could be nice, the old sunset. We'll watch that.
Yeah.
As I drive away, I hear, oh, it's a shame we didn't go to the beach for the sunset for dinner. I say, what for dinner? What about Louis' House of Beef? Are we headed for the, we're headed for a nice, sane, dry, sand-free meal. Where actual people bring you lovely drinks and wonderful food as you sit in the comfort of cool air conditioning. What about that?
What about that?
We can do the damn sunset shtick after the cordials. To which wifey dearest retorts, why don't we pick up some steaks and grill them on the beach?
Yeah.
We were driving. I immediately did a hard left turn at the corner and hope her passenger's side door was ajar. Where she would be thrown from the car under a manure truck and drug a few hundred feet. Noticing in my brief daydream that she was still sitting there with a look of, we're doing this now and it's your ass, Bob.
Yeah.
Quickly thinking, I say, where are we going to find good steaks to grill in this small town? I'll be damned if right smack dab in front of me is a gourmet resort grocery store with a front window that reads, prime select steaks and fine wines for your beach picnic here.
Oh, no.
If I ever catch that little window jockey who did that. Sean shrieks with delight. There. Damn the luck.
Uh-huh.
$70 later, I've got steak, sides, wines. Wait a minute. No, it was only $67. I remember now. I put that extra small propane canister back on the shelf, as I knew I had plenty of that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, we're back to the hotel to change into my clam diggers for the big beach dinner.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play along because I figure this is the ticket for the train to Nookieville.
Right.
Sure.
Right?
We grab the beach chairs, the little grill.
Yeah, huh? Did you take your mosquito repellent?
No, hell no. Are you kidding? We're talking, you know what beach flies are, Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm totally infested in it. Yeah.
You're
made
jumping
a home
ahead.
On me.
I'm
we
sorry.
We grab the beach chairs, the little cooler, the food, the dog, the blanket. We go off to negotiate the bunkers at Normandy. You, know? You ever been on the lake when a big storm kicks up out of nowhere? Just as I set everything down, poured the wine, ready to light the grill, it starts. So after several I told you so's, I grab everything. We beat a path back up 110 steps. 110 sand-covered, lopsided, wobbly steps. You ever fallen on a gas grill gang on wooden steps?
No.
Bob, do you know what a hip pointer is?
Yes, I do.
I got two of them.
Oh.
Yeah, so we make it back to the room. I recall suggesting to my adorable wife where her beach sand could be pounded and references to anchors as leg chains for. And I'm, of course, speaking of getting lucky in the biblical sense. Unless I pull out the old Larry Charm. I set the grill out on the covered patio, pull out the steaks, light the grill, nothing. Did I mention I put the small propane canister back?
Yes.
I'm not sure I have one.
No propane.
Okay, I'm having steak, I declare. I get dressed. We're heading back to the restaurant.
I'm having steak.
Now I'm saying, you get in the car, we're going. Now she's even happy. Happy for me that I'm happy, and happy that I put the weapons away. We quickly get into our finest, head to Louise. Our sure it's going to be a late dinner. I love a late dinner on vacation.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't everyone?
Sure.
We arrive, I say, let's have a drink at the bar first. Two gin and tonics later, we agree to ask the hostess to seat us. I'm informed that the kitchen closed 5 minutes ago. I laughed at her. I said, good one, pointing to Sean. She put you up to that, didn't she? She didn't?
No.
Damn. The quizzical look I got told me that she hadn't. True enough, the nightmare continued. But, you know, surely, I said, there's time to go back to the grocery and get that bottle of propane. We jump in the car, head back. The grocery store is open. Unbelievable. I run in, go to the shelf. Where the hell is it? It was right there, I shouted. The canister had been sold around 2 hours earlier.
Oh, no.
In fact, she said, yes. The elderly woman said, I remember when you came in earlier and put that can back, the next guy in line bought it. We bought subs from the deli and sat out on the dock and ate them. Mm. It was pretty good. And then I asked the lady what mine was made of. Pork.
Hmm.
Pork.
Pork.
Oy vey.
A little pork.
True story.
Larry.
Glad you had a nice vacation.
Larry King on vacation.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.